We've had a variety of weather across New York and western New England so far today. In some spots, it has been quite stormy, with showers and thunderstorms pushing through. But in other areas, it has remained rain-free, at least up to this point. And right now, we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies. We will continue to run the risk for thunderstorms between now and about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. It's all being driven by a large upper-level low, which is sitting across eastern Canada. And we're seeing a vigorous disturbance rotate around that upper-level low and push through the northeast. And that disturbance is the trigger for the thunderstorms. Some of these storms will be locally strong or severe, with heavy downpours, frequent vivid lightning, strong gusty winds, and large hail. The entire region is under the threat for a passing shower or storm in the coming hours, and the best chance for a locally severe storm will be across the North Country. Once that disturbance pushes to the east tonight, thunderstorms will end. We'll see some areas of fog form, mainly near bodies of water and where the ground is damp from rainfall today. Overnight low temperatures will be in the 50s. Looking ahead to the day tomorrow, it will start to turn a bit more humid as our wind flow turns more to the southwest. And that's due to a trough digging to our west and a ridge building in the Atlantic, and that will help to increase the moisture level in the air. Now, most of the day tomorrow will be rain-free. However, I cannot rule out a passing shower or storm, mainly tomorrow afternoon and early tomorrow evening. Moving ahead into the weekend, things start to turn a little more unsettled and the forecast starts to become a bit more uncertain. We see some moisture coming off the Atlantic, and that will likely bring us some rainfall over the weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. At this point, though, it's a bit tough to determine how rainy it will be, and that's something that we will have to refine in our forecast coming up during the day tomorrow. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the 50s, and tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, high around 80. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of an evening shower or storm, areas of fog, low 55 to 60. And tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, a bit more humid, high around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, and on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, muggy, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.